This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy Father's Day, white men.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. Happy Father's Day, white boys. What y'all looking at me all crazy for? Happy Father's Day. You know what? My dad is a deadbeat. He was never in my life. I don't have a biological father to celebrate. Now, that being said, I have people that I've sent cards to on Father's Day. But if you got your biological father, all right, raise your hand. Exactly. If you have your biological father, say Happy Father's Day, white boy, because you're probably not black. If you're black, I ain't trying to make it racial. I'm just telling you what, I'm just giving you some food for thought. If you're black, Father's Day is not like, ooh, Father's Day is because I can hardly wait. Now, if you're black and you're a dad like myself and you got good kids, I look forward to Father's Day. In fact, I'm going to give you guys some food for thought so you don't get ripped off. Oh, yeah, I said it. Ripped off during Father's Day. You just celebrated Mother's Day. What you do for Mama? What you do for Mama? I'm looking at producers going, what did you do for your mama? What are you going to do for your dad? What are you going to do for your dad? Oh, your daddy died. Sorry. No, I'm kidding. The audience is like, no, his dad didn't die. I just made that up. No, what are you going to do for your dad? Well, let me put it to you this way. Just quickly answer yes or no. You going to do more for mom or dad? Just mom or dad? Mom, right. You did more for mom. You know why? Because mom kind of expects more. Mom's like, it's Mother's Day. My boy, my little Brett is going to do some really cool things for me. By the way, Brett, your mom is a jewel. She's done a lot of things for you, so I know your story. Yeah. But daddy did a lot, too. But I'm just saying, you're going to do more for mom. In my family, we did more for mom than dad. Dad was, like, easy. He was easy, man. Mother's Day, whoo! Yeah, you're sweating like a chihuahua passing a peach pit. That's what we like to say. And you're like, oh, shoot, what does mama want? She doesn't say, you know, I don't know what she's really into. If you get her clothes and they're too little, she mad at you, blah. You don't know the size of her shoes, how you buy it. You don't even know what she likes. You go look at ugly purses and go, is this anything close to it? Don't even go try. Just get her a gift certificate. Oh, but she doesn't like that because you didn't put any thought into it. You weren't paying attention the whole time. That she's been telling you. She's been giving you the signs. She's been looking at catalogs throughout, you know, on months before. The day after Mother's Day, she already started looking at shoes. I like these shoes. Who's these girls' shoes right here? $5,000 shoes. What are you supposed to do? Go look for the knockoffs? Call China? China, can you make these shoes in $39.95 shipped? What are you going to do? Meanwhile, dad's like, man, you give me some Bermuda shorts and some socks, it's all good. You know? Or get him a sleeve of golf balls. Or a fishing lure. Or a new cap. A funny cap. You can get dad a funny card. You can get him like a spoofy cap. You know, like, hey, what's it like to be the father of the greatest kid ever? And your dad will be like, ah, that's really cool. That's clever, son. Thank you. And that's it. He's back to picking navel lint out and rubbing Cheetos on his wife beater, right? But mom, man, if you don't get the perfect card, or you make it. Oh, did you buy that? Or did you make it? If you make it, it could say, mommy, mommy, do, do, da, da. And she, oh, look at my little baby, 36. He made me a card. He made me a card. Yeah, girl, my son made me a card. But if you buy a card, it better be perfect. You better have, mom, remember that time when you wiped my bum? I had fallen down, and it was so amazing to have a mom so special. He remembers that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mom, you got to be on your toes. Daddy don't make you work hard. Yeah, but kids are like, Dad, what do you do for Father's Day? Phone call? It's like, hey, Dad, just your older son. I know who you are. I can tell your voice. Yeah, just call him in. Everything's good. And I just want to tell you, happy Father's Day. Hey, well, thanks for calling, son. Hey, yeah, okay, Dad, cool. Love you, man. All right, love you, too. See you, buddy. Love you. Bye-bye. Love you, too, Dad. Bye. Click. That's it. Happy Father's Day. That's it. No, you don't even have to. Dad, I wrote you a poem. Roses are red, and you are so cool. And every other dad is really like a fool. Happy Father's Day. It's just nothing, man. Bang. We make it easy. And I don't want to make it hard on my kids. Because I'm telling you, when it's time to get mama presents, oh my God, you know, or Christmas, you better be a year in advance. I tell my kids, before you can say, you know, make the next birthday for your mom, you better prep it the day after. You better already start. You better be listening, paying attention to the clues. My feet are a little more swollen. My feet, I wear another half size bigger in my shoe. Okay, she's now a 7.5, you know. And you better be listening for sizes. Well, and Donna Karen, I wear a 14. And so-and-so, I wear a 12. You better be, I'm just saying, you got to be on your toes. A father, if he wears a 38 waist size and you get 28 pants, yeah, that's all right. I'll take them in. I'll take them in and get the right size. Thank you, son. Shoot. Now, mom. Mom will think you're trying to tell her something. You're trying to say I'm fat. What you trying to tell me, boy? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's a difference. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus or wherever. I'm just telling you, you better know. You better learn from this show right now. Kevin Jackson Show. Archive. Podcast. KJRadio.com. You better get it. Hey, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. You know what I'd like to know from you guys? I'd like to know your favorite Father's Day memory. Just a quick little 30-second minute. Call the show, your favorite Father's Day memory. We'll play them. I'll tell people. If you don't get through, let us know. Tell us, hey, this is where it is, and we will absolutely play it. Because I want to honor men. We're at a time where we don't honor men. We denigrate men. Look at TV shows. They make men look stupid. The wives are smart. The husbands are dumb. The women are great. The guys are stupid. And look, for comedic content, fine. I'll let you get away with it a couple of times. But when it's pervasive, when you want to make the men look stupid and, you know, and just, I mean, whatever, buffoonery, then it gets lost on it, because that's not what we are. And it isn't like I'm trying to get all defensive, like, what are you talking about? It's, look, men do stupid stuff. I tell you all the time, women don't aspire for better, okay? Don't try to be like us. Aspire for better. But we're not as bad as they make us out to be. And I know the importance of men, and particularly fathers, in the lives of their kids, because I didn't have mine. And I can speak on it point blank. Brings tears to my eyes sometimes when I think about it. Short break, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Trying to weave in a little bit of Father's Day stuff along with this news of the day. And I could talk about, let's just talk about Donald Trump's daddy for a little bit before we get into the patriarchal and male privilege, okay? Donald Trump's daddy gives him $1 million, loans him $1 million, and says, go be somebody, son. And the left, they jump Donald Trump. Your daddy loaned you $1 million, Mr. Billionaire. What do you say for yourself? And Donald Trump's like, well, you know, yeah, he did, and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. But he didn't, in my opinion, Donald Trump did not represent. He's like, he wasn't defensive, but because he wasn't. He was like, yeah, he did. He did. He gave me $1 million. And yeah, yeah. You know, and I did it. I did a lot with that money or whatever. And you guys have heard me talk about this. I said, wrong answer. Wrong answer. What Donald Trump should have immediately, this would have been so pro-father, so pro-man, so pro-American, so pro-family, for Donald Trump to say, you're doggone right, my dad gave me $1 million. And you know what? I hope I'm a president who can make sure that every father is able to give his son a start in life. Because you know what? Far too many of these kids don't have a father, period. Especially children of color. And as a young man, I can tell you, having my father, having watched him, it was an amazing thing because it set me for life. And then having a successful father who could then give me a shot. And by the way, he didn't give me anything. He loaned me that money. He had a lot more. He didn't say, son, take this. If you lose it, it's okay. He says, here's a loan. And let me tell you something, folks. If I had blown it, I wouldn't have gotten another million. I wouldn't have gotten anything. You wouldn't maybe be hearing the Donald Trump story. But I took that money and I did something with it. And I did it with the idea of making my father proud. Because you know what? That is one of the things that as a kid, when you have a father, particularly one who takes the type of interest that my father did in me, you want him to be proud of you. It gave me drive. It gave me incentive. It gave me initiative. It gave me the will to go do better. And that's why I stand before you running for president. Not because of a gift from my father, but because of the fact that my father saw in me to give me a chance to earn it. And you know what I did? I did exactly that. I didn't do what Barack Obama did. I didn't get some white guy to write my book for me, and that become the biggest source of my income. And I didn't fudge my life. I'm a flawed guy. I stand before you flawed. I'm not the son of a goat herder who went to Harvard and makes some fake narrative. I'm the son of a man who told me the only way you're going to get your start from me is if you earn it. And he gave me a little bit of what he had because he could have given me a lot more, but he didn't. And I took advantage of it. And for anybody to think that I'm going to throw my father under the bus because you say, oh, he gave you $1 million. I say to you, you're just jealous. You're jealous because your father, deadbeat, whatever, hard butt, I don't know why, but he didn't see in you what my father saw in me. And if you think that I'm going to denigrate family because it suits your narrative, you can go straight to H-E double crooked socks. My father did what a father is supposed to do for his son. Give him a start. Show me a person among you who doesn't want that to happen. Raise your hand so I can ridicule you publicly. The father is supposed to do for his son or his daughter. And had he had my father had a daughter, he'd have given her a start in life. Look at what I've done. Look at the legacy of what my father did for me and what I've done for my children. Do you see any complaints from my kids? Are my kids in rehab? Are they snorting their inheritance? Are they smoking it? Are they having a bunch of children out of wedlock? No. My father showed me the way, and even in my flaws, I've still remained a good father to my children. Find me, tell me where I haven't done it. See, what you leftists are, you're anti-family. Your comments about my father loaning me $1 million shows just how anti-family you are. Because you know what you do? You do exactly what my father did. You give your kids the best. They get coaching. They get to go to camps. They get to go to the best schools. They get specialized training and tutors, especially you white leftist bourgeois frauds. You give your kids everything all along the way, and you get them into the best schools, and you will absolutely let light people on fire in order to get your kids ahead. You'll run over them in tanks if you need to, or in your SUVs, and you get your children a head start over all the kids you proclaim you're going to help. That's what you do. You disingenuous liars. I want to help black kids. I want to help minority kids. You will step over those kids. You will run them over with a meat grinder, with one of those things they flatten the roads with. You'll flatten those kids with that in a New York minute to get your kids ahead. You give your kids a bit much larger percentage than my father ever gave me, that you won't say a word about it. You know what my father gave me? The biggest thing he gave me was his time. He let me watch who he was and what he did. And that's where I became successful. And you know what I did? I passed that along. I've got a young lady in my family, my daughter, Ivanka, who is an amazing young woman because she watched her father, not because of some other man. I was divorced from her mother. She still worked with me. All my children, from the top to the bottom, from the youngest to the oldest, they all work with their father. They watch me do my job. And let me tell you something. Young Barron Trump, young Barron may very well be the next one of the presidents of the United States. You want to know why? Because he's going to see it done right. Look at all those guys that did it wrong. Look at the guy who just left. Do you think Malia or Sasha is prepared to be president of the United States or ever would be? They're not even prepared to run a lemonade stand. Barron will be. And with or without this presidency, young Barron is going to grow up to understand work ethic and the things that he needs to do to be a good, solid citizen. And he's not going to get a handout from me, but he will get a hand up, just like my dad. See, that's what I'd be saying if I were Donald Trump. I would have absolutely driven home the idea of fatherhood and parenting. And I would have said things, and ladies, you can take a lesson from my ex-wife. Because she didn't stand in the way of me dealing with my children. She understood the role of a father in the lives of their children, and she happily, joyously made sure that they understood that they got access to their father. We didn't fight with each other. Our relationship ended, but the relationship between us and our children will never end, and the love that I have for her as the mother of my children will never die. That's what family is about. See, that's how you talk to leftists. That's how you teach lessons. I hate that Donald Trump missed out on that lesson. Maybe somebody will get him this clip. Maybe I will. But that's what fatherhood is about. And I would gladly exchange my father for Donald Trump any day of the week, or Donald Trump's dad. We got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. So there's a root to all of the things that are happening to men right now. And that's been my focus. And my focus today has been on fathers and fatherhood. Father's Day. I'm glad they celebrate fathers in a Father's Day. But let me tell you something. Fatherhood is all year round. I tell people all the time, the government is not going to get up and check the sound in the middle of the night. What's that bump? Woman starts shugging. Government, get up. Go see who's trying to break in the house. Yeah, you hear the baby crying? Mama's tired. You think government's going to get up and go feed that child? See what's going on? Change that diaper. I don't know if government going to anybody's graduation. I don't know if anybody looking into the camera and going, hi, government. And none of that. Because what people care about are their mothers and their fathers. I tell the story of this young artist who won a contest. It was one of these reality shows. And he's a young black man, and it was over art. It was the best artist. And he appeared to be gay to me, but I don't know. You know, they didn't talk about his sexuality, but he was very effeminate. And, when they gave him the award, and it was amazing art. It's just like Project Runway or whatever, but it was amazing art. And this young man started crying, and they go, why are you crying? He goes, I just wish my dad could see this. He didn't say his mom. He wished his dad could see it. And he said, because his dad was an over-the-road truck driver, and he constantly made sure that his mom kept him in art school and doing the things that he loved. And his father would get home on the weekends and he'd be exhausted. And, you know, the kid says, I barely saw my dad. He would just truly have time for mom. Then he was back on the road. And he goes, then when he died, I felt bad. I felt like I missed up. But I worked hard for my father because I wanted my dad to be proud of me. And I'm telling you, as a young black man, hearing a black man talk about his dad like that, I was overjoyed. Because I don't have those kind of stories about my dad. Even though he rarely saw his dad growing up, and he was one of multiple kids, he said, I still knew that he was there. He was out there working for me to live my dream. And here I'm getting the highest award I've ever gotten in my life, something that could be life-changing, and I can't share it with him. I can only hope he's looking down and he sees this. And it warmed my heart. Because let me tell you something. We're in under attack. There's a guy that wrote a piece, Patriarchy and Male Privilege 101, and he says this, All over the world, even where matriarchal societies reign supreme, men still have a major and often negative impact on women's lives. So he's saying where there are matriarchs, Germany and England and things like this, men are still bad. Societies that banish men but are a part of the so-called third world countries still face the consequences of men who make decisions for imperial countries, such as the United States. That's what this guy writes. A woman need not be near a man to suffer for or because of his failings. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, when a guy writes from that perspective, I'm going, what country are you from? Because I don't know. I see nothing of what you see. But I want you to understand there's an ilk out there. There is a man, and I use my finger quotes out there, who believes that men, by the nature of our genitalia, are oppressive to women, period. So here's what he writes. So whether individual men choose to be nice guys or not matters. But patriarchy is much bigger than just interpersonal relationships. So he's saying the patriarchal system is pervasive whether you have women in charge or not. He says, we assume that men are more intelligent, more stronger, much stronger rather, more efficient, and generally better than women. Stop, time out. Who assumes it? This is what he says we assume. I don't assume that. I assume we are stronger. I will tell you this. You give me the strongest man and the strongest woman and the strongest man stronger. I know that for a fact. Now, I don't presume that men are more intelligent. I don't presume that they're more efficient. And I certainly don't presume that they are better than women. But that's his supposition about us. The only thing, he writes, we commonly credit women with is emotional intelligence and maternal affection, which are attributes men can also be taught. Again, he makes a bold assertion that that's what we believe, that women can only have better emotional IQ and maternal affection. Well, I will have to agree with him. I do believe women do beat us in maternal affection because we have, as men, this thing called paternal affection. He goes on to write, in defense of masculinities, because there are several, not just one masculinities, and men who embody any form of masculinities, our behavior is a result of our socialization. This does not mean that we are not at fault. We are. We continue to use our manhood to benefit ourselves, often stepping on women to get there. This does, however, mean that we are taught and not born to act the way we do. Everything I'm typing today, most likely influenced by teachings of a woman in my life, was most likely influenced by the teachings of a woman. So he's saying all of my bias towards men has been taught to me by, most of it has been taught to me by a woman. Now, this is a black dude writing this. So I'm going to just step in here for a minute and make a few assumptions of my own. One, the woman that he was taught this by was a black woman who was stepped on by a black man. In other words, he was probably raised by a single mom. The dude left her for whatever reason. He could have left her because it's from a societal point of view, black men leave black women pretty easily because we've been taught that way. And by the way, the other side of the flip side of that is black women are quick to leave black men and not necessarily try to work in relationships because they've been taught that way. So it's equal in terms of who did what to whom. Now, what happens then is what happens in many cultures. This isn't just black. A woman raising a child by herself finds it difficult. I know that women who tend not to be the breadwinners end up in, it's a crazy statistic in how many of them end up in poverty versus men who are single parents. So she's probably got some angst, aggressive, tendencies left over because she either got left or kicked the man out and finds herself in a very dire situation. And he, because of society, says, well, hey, they got government to take care of her. They got this. They got the feminist movement. Why do I got to worry about it? Or maybe she's saying, I ain't even gonna let you see your child. There's a whole host of circumstances that could be why this guy has this very biased feeling towards men. And he admits it. And he goes on to tell you more of his crazy feelings, none of which I share. And what's ironic, he calls himself a leftist, and I'm not. But I share none of the preconceived notions that he has about women. None. Not a single one. Women are stupid. Women are weak. Women are not weak. They're just not as strong as men physically. And they certainly aren't weak when it comes to their mental capacity. But here's what he writes. We feel entitled to land, promotions, women's bodies, and more because we were taught from a young age that the world is ours. Let me tell you something. I don't know what stuff this dude is pumping in his veins or snorting up his nose or breathing into his lungs, but I have never felt that the world was mine outside of the world that I chose to make. With respect to a woman, I've never thought, oh, she, women ain't subjugated to me. If I want a woman, I take her. What does he think we are? He's dealing with Neanderthals? Even men who identify or present as feminine still receive many of the benefits of manhood, even while simultaneously under the threat of violence from bending gender norms. Patriarchy means they have male privilege. I would dare him to tell the LGBT community, these effeminate men, that the world is their oyster, that men look at them and go, oh, you, even though you look like a little gay boy, yeah, the world is yours, gay boy. No, they aren't. I've seen these kids get ridiculed. I mean, it's just the facts. They get teased, they get beat up, or whatever. Grow a pair. I went through a whole series of things that they tell young boys growing up in this so-called male-dominated world. Stop crying. Men don't cry. You ever heard that, guys? There's not a guy on the planet that hasn't been told that at some point by somebody. And it might not even be a man. Could have been their mother or their grandmother. Stop crying, boy. Men don't cry. Men do cry. Men have no problem crying and saying, yeah, I cried about that. Who cares? Doesn't make me less of a man. But this guy says, we're entitled. We got all these preconceived notions about women and femininity and blah, blah, blah. Male privilege, he says, allows us to dictate laws that restrict access to reproductive health and make women's decisions without their input. Male privilege gives us the false idea that we are, in fact, better than women. Nonsense. But this is what the left teaches. This is what they're teaching young boys to.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I read this article in the LA Times that said LeBron James should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. It really said that. It said LeBron should stay in Cleveland for the sake of the children. I was like, if children in Cleveland aren't used to men walking out on them after 7 years, then really who? Who is really? Does that mean? No, I can say that because my father stuck around. So, he stuck around. My dad stuck around even though he had his doubts. Like, he had his doubts over whether or not he was my real father. But that didn't stop us from being a family. My mom just made me write a question mark on all the Father's Day cards I gave him. So for the first 10 years of my life, he got a card that said, "Happy Father's Day?" That was adorable. Was what that was. Who would walk out on that? Nobody.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I should have played a few more joke Father's Day joke things, because there's a lot of them, boy. Black comedians love Father's Day jokes. It was the white dude that told me, he says, "Kevin, what do you get, like the black dude that's got everything, a father?" maybe it wasn't that, but I just made that up. But it was something he was at. It was something along those lines. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com so you can find out more about us and the team. And I hope you do. I hope you go and you listen and you re-listen and you let people hear this stuff. You know, I think we do a pretty good job of getting the word out about different things. And look, today is a different show. I understand that. I'm not talking about the shooting, you know, or this, or somebody going after Trump or the special prosecutor or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, whatever. I'm putting them into the context of daddies. Because we have a big social problem here, folks. A very big social problem. A war against men that's being fought openly and nobody cares. That war against men is a war against fathers. Go try to get rights to your children in a divorce or whatever. As a father, you are lower than whale turds, man. You just can't get any lower. People act like, they're expendable. Yeah, they're so expendable. Don't go walking through a black neighborhood. Because there won't be fathers that are going, "Leave that man alone. What are y'all doing?" It's so rare when we see those types of things. We're like, "Wow, did you see that black guy? He broke up a fight. He wasn't there with his video camera going, 'Ooh, look at here. Look at, watch it. Oh, look at that.'" You know, just go do fight videos. Look on there and see what these people do. Grown men watching women fight over nothing. Harsh looks. Look at the amount of crime that goes on in our neighborhoods and tell me, in black neighborhoods, and tell me, yeah, they got really good, you know, parental supervision there. It's not just fathers I'm condemning here, it's mothers as well. And they pick these knuckleheads, these knuckle-dragging Neanderthals to father their children and leave. And society condones it. Hey, have more kids, we'll give you more money. Just don't get back with that dude, okay? I'm just telling you how it is, folks. If you want to dispute me, call the show. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Father's Day spending, they say, will be $13 billion. The average person will spend $116 on presents, $2 more than last year's average. Now, I don't know how many, 5 years, $5 more, $3 more, $15 more. I just want guys to understand, if you get a gift for $80, you got ripped off. That's right, you got ripped off. $116 is the average right now. Don't let them shortchange you. Yep. The amount spent on Father's Day, almost $13 billion. And Mother's Day? Mother's Day, anybody? You want to guess? How much money do you think is spent on Mother's Day? $20 billion? Good guess. $21 billion. That's quite a bit more than Papa. $9 billion. Well, $8 billion more. It's a little, almost nine. $8 billion more spent on Mama than spent on Papa. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Father's Day is the fourth biggest day for sending greeting cards. After Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. And I bet we're a distant fourth. Christmas cards, huh? More than Mother's Day. I would think Valentine's Day and Mother's Day would be number one and number two. Wouldn't you? Yeah, fourth biggest day, sending greeting cards to daddies. I'm saying this. Don't give me Father's Day gifts, please. But if you do, here's where you can send them. Especially if you want to send me a card that's a little heavy. So my grandmother would say, the card feels a little light, meaning she doesn't feel any cash in it. And I would say to my grandmother, you do realize that postal people steal cards because they know people send cash in them. So how heavy do you want it to be? How about we just wire the money into your bank account? There's nothing like my grandmother getting two crisp $100 bills in her card, you know, for something. There's nothing like it. If you put it in her bank account, it's like, okay. But if she opens up an envelope and there's two crisp $100 bills, which for her, that was, I mean, it wasn't like it's chump change, but I'm talking about 15, 20 years ago, I'd give my grandmother a couple $100 for Mother's Day or something like that in an envelope because I know she loved it so much. And she'd pick those $100 out like it was a new, like it was a rich housewife got a new pair of Hooters. I mean, she'd hold those $100 bills up like, wow, thank you, baby. You're welcome, princess. Now go enjoy those things. I'm serious, my grandmother, you would think she got a brand new pair of double D's, you know, from the best plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Those $200 bills would be like, wow. And I was happy to be able to give them to her because it was a lot of money for me when I would give her that kind of, you know, give her that money during that time. Still is a lot of money for me. 20% of Father's Day cards are bought for husbands. Only 20%. That statistic right there, it should be, I mean, you probably heard it and went, wow, 20% are bought for husbands. Yeah, that means 80% were bought for not husbands. Pay attention. Is this thing on? Huh? 80% bought for baby daddy. What? Or it could be, you know, happy Father's Day, like you got something from your nephew, like, hey, you know, Uncle Kevin, happy Father's Day, because all the impact you've had on me and all that. But, I mean, I'm just saying, only 20% of these cards are being bought for husbands. Oh, well, that does mean that other people are bought for fathers. I could be misinterpreting it. It could be that, you know, sons and daughters are buying them for their father. Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you. Well, you looking at me, Chet, like you just, you know, solved a Rubik's Cube. Shut up. I duly noted, okay? I said it on the air. God, these producers just got to have all their... What do you want? You want a Chet? You want a... You think you want a Nobel Peace Prize or something? You want Stephen Curry to give you the trophy? What? God. You got your dad a card. You didn't get your dad a card? Just a phone call, right? See? Hey, get this. Here's a statistic for you. More than 214,000 men are stay-at-home dads. 214,000. I wonder what that number is for women. I don't have a problem with men. I have a friend. He was a stay-at-home dad for a while. He got a job. And personally, I think he got a job because his wife finally said, you know what? You're not really being manly, staying at home with the kids. And I'm not... By any means, telling guys to stay at home with the kids, I'm mad at you or whatever. Look, you handle your own scandal. But I couldn't do it. If I stayed at home with the kids, it would be a job that I had that I could do with them that brought in money. I'm just telling you, I couldn't do it. And it isn't about the money. It's about the idea that I'm contributing. And I realize you're contributing when you take care of the kids. I'm not even downplaying that. I understand it. I don't know that I'd put the number on it that women want to put. I'm worth $150,000 a year for taking care of kids. Well, really? Then you should try that nanny and see what happens because you ain't going to get paid that much. So don't tell me what it's worth when the free market doesn't look at it that way. Anyway, Thailand's Father's Day is celebrated in December. It's on the birthday of a king. The king, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, so I'm not even going to try. Father's Day in Germany. Are you aware of what they do on Father's Day in Germany? Now, this is where I want to celebrate Father's Day. Men drink all day at beer gardens. Beer gardens! I could deal with that. Because kids will drive you to drinking. Happy Father's Day, guys. Love you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.